Dear friends, I invite you to make yourselves comfortable upon your chairs. Remember to keep your spine straight for a clear channel of energy to flow through you. We are taking an inner journey into the expanded consciousness as ambassadors of love, as the masters and visionaries that we are. Yeshua has spoken to us frequently of our powerful divine nature, of pure love, peace, joy, and the realization of at-one-ment. Let us go there again together. So take some deep breaths and allow the relaxation to lead into the connection to your heart, where Mother, Father, God, all that is, abides. As Yeshua says, allow yourself the deep breath and come to a place of peace. Breathe. Breathe in, hold it for a few seconds, and then let go with a big sigh. Ah, let it be gentle, reassuring, and loving as your mother's arms. You are totally relaxed and floating in your inner space, leaving your physical body in the safety of your chair and coming into the sacred circle of love outside of time and space, where we are all together. We are still on our Holy Mother, the Earth, and switching into the energy of our etheric bodies, which vibrate with the frequency of a higher note. I invite you to come to the Cathedral of Ancient Oak Trees, where Oak Ridge University was founded millennia ago as a center of wisdom and love, when all creatures and beings could speak to each other, be heard and understood. We are a living, breathing, conscious grove of grandfather and grandmother trees, nurtured by divine beings. We remember that we volunteered to be the bridge people to the third dimensional world, and we have gathered here once more to remember our mission and rejoice in the miracles of creations. We are here for the next expansion, remembrance, and activation. So breathe the finest cosmic sweet air, cool, green, very comfortable. It's comfortable to sit on the ground and feel the energy of the earth traveling up your spine, filling and activating all your chakras, and going out the top of your head, uniting with the pure white light energy that hovers like a personal sun, there on top of your head and slightly above it, and yet it is everywhere present. You circulate the mix of these energies of earth and heavens in, through, and around your body. It is so pleasurable that you feel all limitations dissolving around you, and you expand at the very core of your being. Feel that expansion. As you breathe, you radiate waves of love from your heart to all those around you in this sacred and etheric place. There are no worries here, no anxiety about anything. Breathe deeply. We are each a fountain of light and love inside a permeable bubble of love. This is what blessed bliss feels like. Breathe. With each breath, your golden white light forms a bigger bubble around you. It is constantly refreshing and renewing. You are in the energetic, magnetic, invincible bubble of love, our shared hologram. And we are outside of time and space, in the sacred space of oneness. As we come closer together, we realize our energy fields or holograms overlap, and we feel the reality that we can be individuals and yet part of the one universal energy of love that created us and in which we have our greater being. The wise old trees of our cathedral all know this and rejoice that we are realizing it now too. The gentle breeze brings our attention to the presence of Jeshua as he speaks directly into our hearts. Absorb the loving energy of his words. Beloved heart family, your hologram, your individual hologram, is not all that you are. You are the one expressing as the many. The many aspects of what humans can be. How they can react to each other. How they can love each other. How they can be hurtful to each other. And how they can heal all relationships. You have decreed that you want to see yourself from all aspects. You have fashioned a hologram that takes in all. It seems to be a shared hologram. You invite ones to come into your hologram, into your reality, and you feel that they are sharing the hologram with you. In truth, it is your hologram expanded. The hologram that you make does not have boundaries to it, does not have limitation. You do this for the purpose of knowing the aspects of yourself. You want to know, how would it feel to be happy? The happy one who knows that he or she is always taken care of, doesn't have to worry about anything. How would it feel to know that I am the one who is always going to be living in love and in appreciation and in the divine knowingness of the essence of what goes on beyond human knowing. You are very powerful. What if you had the belief that you were as the great whales or dolphins, and you could swim in the water? And you could also raise yourself up out of the water and walk on your tail on the water and flip over and back into the water as you have seen the various aquatic creatures do. What would be the fear of walking on water? It would be an unknown thing. There would not be fear. Take the next few minutes and bring it to mind a fear that you have been carrying. Look at it. Turn it around to see the various aspects that you have played out in your life, this fear. Decide that you are done with it. Take a deep breath, and then from the place of the one mind and the place of the powerful one that you are, see it wrapped in light. Feel it diminishing until it disappears from view, much like the dolphin disappearing into the wave in the flash of light. And you have the power to let it permanently dissolve into the nothingness from which it came. It was just a creative experience. Now Jeshua says, see the light that you are, and allow every cell in the body to come alive in the light. Allow them to know that you are free, that truly anything you want to manifest, you can manifest. Anything we believe, we can do, and we can do it easily. It does not have to be difficult. You have decreed that there is going to be an awakening. You have been asking for it for a long, long time. I am going to awaken to my power, my divine power. I am going to awaken to the place where I know I am the Christ, the divine self going forward. I am going to look at the drama of the world. I am going to be aware of it. And I'm going to send my love to places that seem to need it. When ones ask me to keep them in mind in my holy vision, I will do that because I know they are whole. Now think of a world drama that you want to see healed and send love to it for the next few minutes. And as with the fear that you dissolved, also place it into the loving light that heals all. Jeshua reassures us, there is a light that shines brightly. It is the hope that it is going to be fulfilled. There is a light that you have been living for a long time, and it's going to come in its brilliance in the hologram that is shared by the many aspects of you. And when that day comes, which is not afar off, remember the one of us and rejoice. In our expansive consciousness, let us repeat the following words that Jeshua gives us silently to yourself or out loud as an activation of another level of understanding, feeling our divine powers. I am eternal. I am eternal. I will always know love because I am love. I will always know love because I am love. I will always have friends because I am friend to others. I will always have friends because I am a friend to others. I will always know happiness because I choose to know happiness. I will always know happiness because I choose to know happiness. I am the Beloved One. Always and forever. I am the Beloved One, always and forever. Breathe in deeply the energy codes of these powerful, heartfelt affirmations that Jeshua has given us. You may place your hands on your heart as you extend these truths to the hearts of all the people in your lives, and into the crystalline grid that surrounds our planet, so that all may feel this loving energy. I am eternal. I will always know love. I will always have friends. I will always know happiness. I am the Beloved One. Always and forever. Now begin to bring yourself gently back into the Oak Ridge Cathedral of Love. Let the echo of these words resonate in your heart for a blessed eternity outside of time. As they fill the universe with the vision of radiant, transcendent love. Rest in this blissful state, understanding perfectly your mission, our mission, of sharing this light of love with all our brothers and sisters on earth. Your heart is filled with this light, overflowing across space and time. We are the heart family, the heart family soul group, and we remember this divine connection no matter where we live on Mother Earth. Breathe in the bliss. Breathe. And we gently float back in our bubbles of love into this time and place. We breathe and realize that we do not need to step out of these bubbles, but we can live inside of them from now on. Take another deep breath. And as the ancient forest blends into the background of this reality, know that you are always welcome there. Nod your head in gratitude. Feel the miracle of being the dimensional traveler, an embodiment of love, returning to your earthly body, your home away from home. Home is always found by expanding into love. Awaken, remember, and act in expanded love consciousness always. So be it. I love you. Welcome back.